I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me and my friend Anita Thomas, the host of the Atlanta-based travel talk show Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, as we visit with Diane Morgenthaler, Executive Vice President of the Greater Madison Convention and Visitors Bureau. Diane shares a litany of cool things to do for the entire family. Many of Madison's attractions are free, including the Henry Vilas Zoo, the Olbrich Botanical Gardens, concerts on the square, the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, and Wisconsin State Capitol tours. Diane Morgenthaler.
Madison is one of the most unique cities. It's one of two cities in North America that's located on an isthmus. It's a spit of land between two bodies of water. We're the state capital, and we also have the University of Wisconsin-Madison, which is a Big Ten university, so we have Big Ten football and Big Ten basketball here. So it's a great city with a lot of activity.
And it really is a cutting-edge center for Wisconsin, very evolved thinking and action.
It is. You know, our university thrives on what they call the Wisconsin idea, and it's all about looking at creative solutions and looking forward. And we have a great research facility here that serves the biotech industry, the agricultural industry, education, environment. So we have quite a lot of history in areas that are important to us as Madisonians, but also to the world.
For somebody visiting Madison for the first time, what are some of the must-dos and must-sees?
Wow, we're sitting today on the steps of the Capitol building, and that's one of our most wonderful buildings, a piece of architecture. It's open to the public at all times. It's a beautiful facility, and tours are available every day. Farmers Market on Saturday's morning is a great thing to see. There's about 150 producers that are around our Capitol Square. But then we also have some other really wonderful and free things that people can do. We have a really amazing zoo. And it's the Henry Vilas Zoo. It is free. We have a polar bear exhibit. We have our own badgers. We also have a really good facility there for helping sustain breeds of animals. They're very engaged in animal husbandry and really making it safe for the animals there. And it's a gorgeous facility. So those are things I would recommend. But I've got a long list.
For the art aficionado, I have heard that you have the oldest continuously operating museum of like contemporary art, 116 years or something like that?
We have two museums that exhibit contemporary art. One is the Chazen Museum, which is on the campus. That is a fabulous museum of contemporary art. The second is the Museum of Contemporary Art, Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. And both of those are just really wonderful showcases for modern art, and both are free and open to the public. Again, we have a lot of free attractions here.
And right over your shoulder is one of my favorite destinations.
Oh, that must be the Children's Museum of Madison, Madison Children's Museum. It is not just a museum for kids. One of the things that they do as part of their programming is what they call Adult Swim. And Adult Swim is usually a theme evening program. Now, the kids aren't allowed in, the adults are, and they usually have a bar set up and some food, but they've done a steampunk night, they've done all sorts of different themes. It allows us to be playful as adults, which we think is really important here in Madison.
That's really cool. Okay, give us another cool place. Where would we go? We left the park right here where we will walk to.
Well, one of the things that's really fun is to get on our lakes. So I would head to either Wingra Boats or Brittingham Boats, where you could rent a stand-up paddleboard, you could rent a kayak or a canoe or a swan boat, and get out on the lake. Or if you don't want to be the one commanding the ship, our community recreation group has pontoon boat rides that usually have a naturalist go along with them, and they're kind of a no-reservation walk-on deal. And you get out on the lakes with someone who's talking about the environment, the ecology of our lakes, all sorts of great things. And those are a blast. And those actually also have some themed rides. They do a Harry Potter one for kids. They do birthday rides. But they're just a fun way to get out on the lakes if you don't want to be the one steering the boat.
Let's talk food for a moment, my favorite subject. This really is a culinary destination.
It is. We have been farm to table before many other communities engaged in that, partly because of the history an agricultural nature of our state. And, you know, our farmers market is a producer's only market, so many of our chefs shop the market and work with the local producers to bring in vegetables, meat, dairy, eggs, all sorts of things that they use and utilize in their menus. So we're really proud of that. We have a James Beard Award-winning chef here in town, Tori Miller, who was one of the people that really embraced that and has done that in all of his restaurants. We're really pleased. And our Madison Chefs Network really embraces it well. It's a local group of chefs that get together and support each other in helping make our restaurant scene as exciting as it is.
Well, you know, we were talking about some of the things and activities to do. I noticed also, too, that Madison is truly a city that you can walk. It's a very walkable city. But also I see bikes as well.
We are big on biking here. We have a lot of bike commuters. In Dane County, we have over 200 miles of bike trails. So people exercise by bikes. They commute by bikes. We are a city that really prides itself on being bike friendly.
You have a bike share program?
We have a bike share program. It's called B-Cycle. It's part of the Trek product, and a lot of people use that. We continue to expand B-Cycle to more and more locations, and it's a point-to-point bike opportunity for people to get around town.
And very affordable.
And very affordable. So you can buy a membership, and then you pay as you go. It's less expensive than having a bike or parking a car downtown.
Absolutely that. And we're sitting here at the farmers market on Saturday while we interview you. And it just seems like a community event to come out on Saturday. I'm looking at all the kids and the families and different ages. It's a very diverse group of people that have come out. So is this like the Saturday thing to do?
It is definitely the Saturday thing to do. It's a great opportunity for children to see where their food is coming from. And I think that's one of the things that we see parents bringing kids here so that they can try something new. You know, the carrot that they see in the grocery bag, well, when they come here, they can get a carrot with the green still on it or try something they haven't done before. So that's really great. We also see multi-generational families come here as a way for them to get together on a weekend and share some time together. So we really enjoy that.
I hear music in the background. That's an integral part, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So local musicians will park themselves on corners and contribute to the ambiance of our event here, which is really kind of fun.
It definitely is. I know people coming to Madison may want to venture out a little bit from the city. We had an opportunity to enjoy Frank Lloyd Wright and some of his designs.
Well, we are very closely located to a number of really great national treasures, I will call them. Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's home, is one of them, and that property has quite a lot of really history, interesting design. He was a real innovator in architecture, and things that we see and take for granted today in other forms of architecture are really things that originated from his ideas. We also have a national historic site called Cave of the Mounds, which is a really amazing cave system with stalactites and stalagmites, and great to go there. On the hottest day of the summer, it will be cool in the caves, and it's a really fun location. And all of these things are really within very close distance of Madison and easily accessible.
Right in the heart of downtown, Monona Terrace. That's so cool. I love looking at that place.
Well, we do. Our Frank Lloyd Wright heritage within our state extends to our convention center here, Monona Terrace, which was one of Frank Lloyd Wright's last designs. Now, it wasn't exactly built as he designed it because it took us about 30 years to build it. There were some changes that needed to be made to make it appropriate for today's age, but it looks out over Lake Monona. It really reflects Frank Lloyd Wright's architectural concepts and ideas. It's a beautiful facility, and it's open to community events. So Dane Dances is on its rooftop in the summer, and there are yoga classes during the week that are free and open to the public. So again, it is both a convention center and a community center, which we really love.
And looking around the city, I mean, you can see a lot of the influence of his modern design just in the buildings and architecture around Madison.
We do. We see lots of spirals, and we see lots of interesting glass and craftsman-style buildings. We do have, in the city, quite a few homes that he designed. Unfortunately, they're not open to the public, but you can get a list of them and do drive-by sightings if you want. And we have a Usonian house. We have several of his more craftsman-style houses. So there's quite a lot of rich history here from Frank Lloyd Wright's times.
And he was born and raised in and around town, right?
He was, and not only was he born and raised here, he was also a member of the Unitarian Society and designed their meeting house, which is open to the public for tours and is another great example of his work, and is still used by the Unitarian Society as their meeting place today.
So much to see and do when you come to Madison. Now, what about places to stay? Accommodations is always top of the list when people are planning their getaway.
Well, we have quite an array of places for people to stay in all sizes and price ranges. In our downtown area, we just have a new hotel opening, the AC Marriott. It just recently opened. It's one of only a dozen AC Marriotts in the U.S. It is an amazing hotel and has just really modern style, modern amenities. We also had recently a renovation of one of our hotels. The Park Hotel just recently underwent a huge renovation and is right on the square. It's our only hotel that's directly on the Capitol Square. We also have the Concourse Hotel and the Hilton and any variety, Hampton Inn, DoubleTree. So really whatever your interest is and whatever sort of type of stay you want to make, we can accommodate that here.
And talk to us for a moment about the Edgewater right on the waterfront. So that's cool.
The Edgewater, it's been in the community for quite a long time on the water, and over the last few years they've undergone a $100 million plus renovation and rebuild. So it is not only now a really fabulous hotel, they have a resort, they have a spa, they also have a concourse that is open to the public where they present community events such as free music, there's an ice skating rink in the winter, they have a dock that you can bring your boat up to and come into town. So it's a really great access to the lake, just a beautiful, beautiful hotel.
In a way, another community gathering spot as it was last night.
It is, and we did have a great time last night enjoying not only some great live bluegrass, but a great fish fry, which is a Friday night tradition in Madison.
It was delicious, delicious. And I was just amazed that the dock there is free, so anyone can just come up.
Anyone can pull up and pull their boat in and either come up to the Edgewater to do something or come up into town and enjoy whatever they'd like in the city. We just welcome everyone here. We think this is a great city with a great vibe and a lot of energy, and we hope that our visitors, and we know that our residents enjoy it, but we really hope that visitors come and can experience some of that vibe.
I'm Anita Thomas from Travel Bags with Anita and Friends in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as Gainesville, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, all over the Southeast.
And now with me.
And also now, too, with Tom. This is great, Tom. Thank you for letting me join in with you.
And I'm Diane Morgenthaler, and I'm with the Greater Madison Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Great City, Madison, Wisconsin. Check us out at visitmadison.com or visit_Madison on Facebook. Thank you.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer from Madison, Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.